Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
It's no secret that my short-term memory isn't very good whatsoever. Long-term memory is absolutely impeccable. I can deliver lines from movies. I can tell you things about movies that I've only seen once.
We were having a chat in the office yesterday, and you were telling us the prices of chicken chippies and sausage rolls at your canteen.
Beagle High School.
$19.99,
$1.10 for chicken chippies with sauce. Went up to $1.20. People were outraged in the year 2000.
Oh, you thought inflation's bad now. You should have seen it at the Beagle High Tuck Shop back in 1999.
We were picketing outside the school gates.
Yeah, the kids were down at Littleton Gardens. Just marching around. It wasn't climate change. It was the cost of chicken chippies.
Yeah, I'm especially bad, though, with my memory when it comes to forgetting people's names. I can literally forget someone's name as I'm shaking their hand. Like, it's just this skill that I have.
I'm the same because you sort of thoughts are flooding through your head, and then you go like, oh, what was that person's name again?
I'm like, I know enough people. Why do I have to meet more people?
Yeah. But if you're lucky, you can find someone who you can then introduce and they'll use their name, and then that person will use their name in return, and that's when you go, now.
Yeah. What if it's a family member where you forget the name? Like I've told on this show, a family member I hadn't seen in a long time, a distant second cousin. The first time I introduced Rachel to her, I'm like, oh, Rachel, this is, and then I did a fake cough, and then she put out a hand, introduced herself. Turns out her name was Joanne. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. I'm like, just had a mind.
You didn't say, oh, yeah, that's right, though, did you? Because that gives up the whole...
checks out.
The jig's up, you know what I mean?
I've had one of these, though, I think, recently. I'm not sure if this person's actually introduced themselves to me, but at the Gym United Fitness Studio in Bega, lots of people say hello when you go in because obviously we're on radio as well. Some people have that conversation where it's almost like they know you, but you've never met them sort of thing.
So people are always saying, hey, Hutsy, you going to wipe down the equipment when you use it this time?
No, what's that over there? I'm out the door. No, I always wipe down the equipment if anyone's listening from the gym. But... There's this one guy that I've been saying hello to like 3 days a week for the last year, I reckon. And I had a chat to another guy that goes, you might actually know this guy's name after a little while. And I said, do you know what that guy's name is? And he's like, no, I have no idea. He goes, if you find out, let me know. And I'm like, okay. And I'm just thinking, have I met him before? But I just don't remember what his name is. I'm like, I'm not sure, but it's gotten to that point. Obviously, it's been that long. I can't just walk up to him and go, what was your name again? It's like we've been... conversing and dialoguing with each other for the last probably 8 months or so.
But the good thing is, because we're Aussies, we can get by calling people mate. Hey, mate, how's it going? That's my fallback. If I call you mate, chances are I don't remember your name. I'm really sorry.
So I had a very special mission for Sean from United Fitness Studio on Monday, so let's quickly just play the music. There we are, undercover. I sent him deep undercover.
Oh, right. I thought he had to, like, dangle from the ceiling of the change rooms and, like, go through this guy's belongings.
No, not quite that bad. Because he knows everyone. And I went, all right. I said, can you help me out? I said, there's this guy in the gym. I described him. I said, he always says hello to me, but I have no idea what his name is. Not sure if he introduced himself or the moment's just passed. And he goes, I got you covered. Went back down, started doing the weights, and he's just doing a lap. And then he just starts saying hello to everyone. Saying, oh, how you going, such and such, how you going, such and such. And I'm like, oh, brilliant, this is going to work out well.
Because Sean's very friendly down there, so he knows everybody by name. He's always saying hello.
Goes up to person X and then says, starts talking to him. Like, as he was walking down, this guy had his back to me, person X, and I'm sort of doing the thing with the head going, it's that guy there without being sus. And he managed to, like, say the person's name a couple of times and went back up to the front counter. Me being in radio, being that deaf, I didn't even hear what it was.
Oh, no.
I quickly had to finish the set, and I walked up. I was like, what was the guy? And he's, like, telling me what the guy's name. I'm like, oh. I'm like, finally. And then I told the other people around the gym, like, other trainers are going, you don't know the guy's name, and he's been here for this long. I went, yeah. And then she's going off at all the guys. They're going, you seriously, all you guys don't know what his name is? I'm like, You just say hello to anyone that comes in.
So are they instituting a name tag policy down there?
Maybe for me. Yeah, I'm pretty bad with names, but I reckon I'll get stitched up. Like they play some pretty good tunes there at the gym. I reckon when I walk in this afternoon, I'm going to cop this, I reckon. So I know I've got a bad memory. Don't rub it in.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Yesterday on the show, Hutsy, we were talking about Dr. Teresa Irwin. Yeah. She is a urogynecologist.
Yeah, she was chatting all about basically a few reasons why you shouldn't maybe urinate.
Yeah, standing up to pee apparently is our natural pose.
The pose. Like
that's yeah. the best way to empty your bladder.
That's right.
To
gravity
her.
Takes hold.
But she said there's certain places where you shouldn't do it, and one of those is the shower.
Because what happens, it's kind of like the Pavlov dog training, where every time they heard a little bell ringing, they would start salivating. And your bladder, every time it hears running water, is going to want to pee. So whenever you're washing your hands, if you're taking a shower, washing the dishes, if there's running water, your bladder is going to be salivating because it wants to go and pee.
Yeah, so just the sound of running water will trigger your brain to go, oh, it's time to whiz. And you might just go without realizing it, you know what I mean, if you keep peeing in the shower. So that's one reason to stop.
Good superpower.
Yeah.
Someone,
I mean, another reason to
music?
Stop is if you're showering with someone else, don't
God.
If you're in the shower with someone else, don't pee in the shower.
Yeah, I tell you what, we want to know about those bathroom habits that really annoy you. You know, do you start getting like Mo from The Simpsons, you know?
Choking on my own rage here.
Those habits. I reckon around the station, though, there's one that definitely annoys us. We've even put signs up in the bathroom. It's that yep. annoying. People, you know, you kill it, you feel it. That's always the rule with the hand towels.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly happens. But for me, the worst one's the toilet paper.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you'll just walk in there and you'll be like, why is there no toilet paper? And you'll be like, it makes me think as well. The last few days I've been thinking about this very heavily. I'm like, hang on a sec. You're trying to tell me you went into the toilet and you took the perfect number two. Like,
yeah.
it was that perfect. You had the exact amount of sheets that you needed.
Mm.
So there's either two types of people walking around this building, if it's going to keep happening. There's someone who's underwiped because they didn't want to empty the roll. There's someone who's just overwiped just because they can, just
yeah.
to spite the next person.
Yeah, I would rather you leave a completely empty roll than one that has one square yeah. on it. Like, you thought that was going to be an adequate amount
yeah.
for me if I have to use it. We're all adults here too. Like, kids not refilling the toilet roll holder.
Yeah.
They get a pass for
That's
me
right.
because they're just one level up from animals. Mike,
yeah.
if I had kids, I'd just put litter trays down for them.
Yeah.
Honestly, I wouldn't even bother with toilet paper. But 1-300-92-1250, we're looking for your calls on terrible bathroom habits.
Yeah.
What do other people do in the bathroom that just drives you absolutely mm-hmm. up the wall? We got Jack and Maria. Morning, Jack, mate. What's the bathroom habit that just drives you nuts?
Toothpaste, spit, splatter. Left on the taps, on the mirror, around the sink, all that. It just drives me mental.
It's a good thing we don't flat together, Jack, because I'm guilty of that. I'm always getting told off for leaving, like, my toothpaste spit on the mirror, things like that.
Yeah, it drives me nuts.
It basically turns to concrete after
nuts.
A little while, doesn't it?
Hey,
it turns to concrete after
trying
a while.
Trying to clean it off, yes.
Deary.
And feel the people in the... My house have electric toothbrushes, so
yeah.
they like
flick
them on when it's still full of bloody toothpaste and it just goes everywhere.
That's why mine does that. Yeah, I have an electric toothbrush, so that's why I'm a bit messy.
Yeah,
I'm
people
sorry.
That have an electric toothbrush tend to just move their head around much more, even though the toothbrush is doing all the work for some reason.
I think it's a bit of a flex, you know, like a higher economical standing, because I've got a...
Oh, right. Oh, right. So they're marking their territory. Like
so someone's alpha male, trying to alpha male you or something, are they?
Yeah, yeah. you're just flexing it around, I think.
All right.
Just how they go.
Might be time to chuck those electric toothbrushes in the bin, Jack.
Yeah.
Thanks for chatting this morning, dude.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
See ya. All right. We've also, in Maria, got Alicia on the phone. Mm. Alicia, what is the bad bathroom habit that you just can't stand?
Leaving the damn mat down.
Yeah. You mean the bath mat? So you got out of the shower, you dry yourself off, shower mat's a bit soaked, and they just leave it on the floor?
They leave it on the floor. Yesterday, the night before I got home from work, I walked straight in the bathroom and trot on the wet mat.
Oh.
It's definitely a pet hate of mine when I've got socks on and I walk in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
And on the mat and you're like, great.
I cannot handle wet socks, let alone a wet floor in the bathroom. And you've got to go past the shower to get to the toilet.
Maybe get one of those, you know how to have those wooden slatted sort of things you can use?
With slacks? So it just reminds me.
No.
Of what to
no.
Do. Oh, yeah, cool.
But then I'd have to pick it up and mop the whole thing.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
it's
going to
be pointless.
Yeah, good point.
What
good
kind
point.
Of household are we talking about here? A partner and kids or?
Yeah, a husband and two kids.
Oh, okay, God. We got no chance with the kids or the husband, really, if we're being honest.
Well, it's funny because I got home last night and I read your post on Facebook and then I'm like, oh, the mats are up. What happened?
Oh, wow.
So you reckon they maybe saw the post as well and went, oh, mum's not going to be happy.
I don't know. I don't know, but I thought, oh, unless it was my dummy spit the night before.
Yeah, in future if it keeps getting bad, maybe just put like a baby pool outside the shower or the bathroom. Just empty it out every now and then.
I'm making shower outside if I have to. Yeah.
Just grab the Nilex. You're not coming in and using the shower anymore. Your privileges are done. Well, we hope your shower mat dilemma gets fixed soon, Alicia. Thanks for chatting this morning.
No worries. Have a good morning.
You too. See ya.
Yeah, plenty of great comments on Facebook. Yeah. A lot of people got a lot of gripes. Dawn says shaving hair on the basin.
Yeah.
That's definitely a big one.
I try to clean up after myself like I'm cleaning up a crime scene. Like I try to leave no evidence, no DNA evidence behind.
Yeah. Yvonne says weeing on the floor.
Yep, again, another one you don't want to step on in socks.
Yeah. Like. Anytime Rachel's dad turns up to visit, I just call him Puddles.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Rochelle's got a very unique one, but I reckon one that a lot of people have dealt with as well. She said her dad keeps turning off the PowerPoint where the electric toothbrush is getting plugged in and charging overnight.
Oh, so,
you go to use it and it's still flat the next
day.
Your
Oral-B's flat.
Mm. Yeah, but this is one a lot of people will definitely have a gripe with. Shirley says, not using the toilet brush. It's not hard to clean up after yourself.
No, that's true.
Anytime you go to like a club or a leagues club, you go to the toilets there, they're absolutely disgraceful, except the toilet brush is 100% clean like it's never been.
Yeah, it's probably because it hasn't.
That.
For me, the one I get told off for, not just the toothpaste spraying everywhere, but it's my failure to spray a bit of air freshener after I've...
I overspray.
Really? I don't like... Because you spray it in the air and then you can feel it like coming down onto you. And I don't like that. I'm like, no, get it. I don't like it.
I spray it like someone's trying to attack me and I've got the mace spray. I go in the toilet bowl, all around everywhere, like I'm blessing the place.
Your capsicum spraying the bathroom. Yeah.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy. Weekdays from 6.
And it started, Hutsy. The Queen's Platinum Jubilee celebrations, 4 days of it.
God, I still remember the Diamond Jubilee from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Vaguely.
It all got underway last night on TV, and I was subjected to some of it. It wasn't my night to choose what was on telly, and so we had to watch some of the Trooping the Colour. And if you're not familiar with what this is all about, essentially, Queen Elizabeth II has been on the throne for 70 years.
Yeah.
She's the longest reigning English monarch. But when you consider she comes from a family who in their past have either been trying to sleep with one another or murder each other.
Yeah.
Those days are kind of, it's like back in the old days, they either died of a horrible disease or one of their siblings trying to kill them. These days, they're a lot more, I guess, friendly towards each other. Basically massive celebrations over in London at Buckingham Palace yesterday. They had thousands of people there to watch this spectacle. And I'm watching it all, like the amount of money that they're pouring into these 4 days of celebrations in the UK, and you're like, well, this money could be used to help people.
I know.
Like, you know, it's 70 years in a job, essentially, and you're going to do it again in another 5 years if she makes it that long. I mean, a lot of people are saying she's 96, Queen Elizabeth. Chances are this will be the last Jubilee she celebrates.
Yeah, all that money getting thrown around, like you mentioned. They're paying all these artists, what, Duran Duran and Ed Sheeran to play. Surely they're not paying Jason Donovan. I think you had to pay them. So can I please just, I'll do whatever.
They just gave him a Woolies gift card. thanks for your duty. You're thinking all this pomp and pageantry and ceremony put on for Her Majesty the Queen. Surely she must be out there on the balcony watching it all unfold, like just hundreds of people on horseback, the military doing their procession. They had the cameras trained on the balcony, just waiting for a glimpse of Her Majesty.
Now, here we are. That's interesting. We speculated that the Queen might see them off. She has not. Mm. She stayed indoors.
She was watching Bridgerton or something on
so
Netflix.
So it's all for her. Yeah, she's indoors. No, I'll just watch it on the telly. They've got good coverage on ITV. I'm just going to watch it in here.
I can just imagine her sitting there with her feet up going, can you keep it down out there?
I'm trying to finish the season finale of Stranger Things. She didn't pop out in the balcony until much later in the ceremony when the jets and all the military aircraft were flying over. So she missed most of the horse procession.
Is it like, Groundhog Day? If she pops her head out, it's like the Jubilee goes longer.
Six more weeks of Jubilee Queen Elizabeth. Yeah, I think that's how it works if she sees her shadow. Yeah. The problem was you had all these horses, right? And it's pretty remarkable the discipline that these horses have.
Yeah.
You know, the riders have them well trained. But unfortunately, some of the horses, you know, there's a lot going on. You've got crowds cheering, flashes going off.
Spooked.
Yeah, so there's a lot of loud noises that can spook them.
They're really having trouble there. It may be that people are making noises in the crowd. And although these horses are trained to cope with crowd noise, an unexpected bang can cause havoc, I'm afraid.
Unexpected bangs can cause havoc. So let's set off some cannons.
They are the Royal Salute. So this is now going to carry on for about 14 minutes.
So let's set off cannons for 14 minutes. If that isn't enough to drive the horses crazy, send over the jets.
Oh.
I was like, these poor horses. What is going on? So a lot of them, yeah, you could see them getting spooked. They were just going off in their own direction, had a mind of their own. They're like, stuff this. I'm out of here. Jubilee schmoobly.
So you see them when they do the dressage, they're like they're jumping in the air. So these ones are doing it for real because they're getting spooked.
Yeah, poor things. I felt bad for all the horses. I'm like, you know, I don't mind you, even though, you know, Charles has always gone on about the environment and, you know, reducing our carbon footprint. Meanwhile, you've got 50 jets flying over just to mark his mum's platinum jubilee. You're like, questionable, but... yeah, I felt bad for all those poor horses. But, yeah, you know, eventually the Queen, like I said, she came out. She was watching all the riders trooping the colours. Meanwhile, the poor cleaners were watching all the horses pooping the colour. And the colour was brown. There's a lot of mess.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsie.